Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Janet, can you hear
me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. My apologies for teaching there.
Lovely, lovely. Great to hear it. Have you on the show. I hope that your day has been good, Janet.
Yes, it has. And how...
Well, we've had a fantastic one. I think your network keeps cutting. I'm not sure what is happening there, but I do hope that you can hear me. Now, in today's modern world, if you could just try to move around a bit, I'm sure we would be able to hear you. Can you hear me? Now, I was saying that in today's modern world, many institutions offer in-person classes, online classes, or even a hybrid, of both. One can often mix it up depending on a schedule, the type of course, and also the sections offered. In this conversation with Janet, we're going to be exploring the advantages of both types of learning and look at the most current research to answer the question, do students learn better online or in the classroom? Now, Janet, there was an understandable surge in the need for online options during the lockdown. But is there still a need for online classes at the current stage?
Yeah, it is. Hey, but not as in demand as it was during lockdown, because you find that necessity for some of the students, really, but for others, they prefer in person. Yeah. Yes, they still. So my conclusion would be they still a need for online lessons, but not as in demand as it was during lockdown. And maybe some of the reason will be other parents or students still prefer that flexibility and the accessibility and that flexibility of learning from anywhere, really. So it really depends on individuals, if I may put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a way we can contrast the benefits of online learning and in-person instruction?
Oh, maybe repeat that question, please. Sorry.
I'm saying that there must be benefits of both sides. But whether it's online or
in person. So the benefits depend. You find that some just want to stay. They want to fit also lessons into your schedule, and you just want to fit your lessons into a busy schedule. Mm-hmm. So online lessons then becomes a preferred method of learning. But if you're one person who loves social interaction, who loves to have that face-to-face as well interaction, group discussion, hands-on activities, then in person becomes an ideal method of learning.
So would you say that it's a preference thing, or there's one which is better than the other?
It's a preference thing, definitely. It's a preference thing as well as how can I put it, as well as what fits your schedule, if I may put it that way, or what fits what you're looking for, really. So yes, it's a preference thing, but mostly most people tend to take in-person learning.
So you wouldn't say that there's one better than the other. I personally would say that in person is better because there's less distractions. When I'm sitting in a class or in a lecture room, I don't have an urge to go and open the fridge and grab a cheese. When I'm in person, I'm just focusing on that. But when I'm learning online, I think there's lots of distractions. So I think from where I sit, perhaps in person would be better. Would you disagree?
No, I wouldn't. But remember, individuals' discipline also varies. Hey,
I see.
Yeah, so online learning would be ideal for someone who's very disciplined, someone who has self motivation, and someone really who knows who they are really. So in person as well, for me, is still ideal because those distractions, I don't have them in front of me. Mm-hmm. I would also prefer in person, but it's not always for everyone that person is the best. So others would say, okay, with the option that I have with my current life, with my current schedule, I would prefer online. And online really works best for individuals who are mature. Okay?
True,
You can't
true.
expect learners of high school or primary school to do online. It will be a challenge for them. But for an individual who's self-studying and is maybe pursuing an honors or a PhD or a doctorate, I believe they now have attained enough discipline to do online studies.
But tell me, with an online, because we've actually been looking at this from the perspective of the one who is learning, but the one who is actually teaching or giving lectures, because that now from that end, they've got to maybe pull up some resources, put them on the screen. They've got to, you know, do certain things that that will help with resources with the ones that to the ones that who are learning. Would you think that it is easier to do online or in person from a teaching perspective?
I would say in person, right? Because as much as you pull all the resources and everything that you need, sometimes load shedding can happen.
Oh yeah, true.
And we can miss a whole chapter or a whole session of a lesson, which then when do we cover it up? So online really is not 100% fully effective, right? And then in person, as well as someone who is a teacher, in person learning can help me see if a student is understanding or not. Right? Are they writing or not? Because sometimes with online, the student will just be saying, yes, I understand, but they clearly don't understand anything. And I can't see what they're writing or what they're jotting down as notes. But if I'm teaching you in person and we're having that interaction, it's easy for me to see that you're understanding or not. And also online, like you're saying, you can see now the network can be bad, hey?
True.
So logging off and on. So there are those disabilities that also come with online learning, which makes it less preferable than in person.
You know, part of the thing that I appreciate about learning is that it's not about the lecturer or the teacher and the student. There's also an element of, you know, the classmates, which I think is important because when we are, you know, learning and we're in person, while the lecture is going on, I can pass on a note to the next one to say, page 37, that's where we are at. Now I'm sitting by myself at home. I am lost. I'm not sure what this guy is talking about. And now I'm trying to think, okay, I just got distracted there just for 2 seconds. The next thing, I don't know where the lecturer, you know, is or what's he talking about. Do you think that in as far as sharing resources as those who are, you know, learning is important? I mean, from the perspective of sharing resources?
I think it's very much advisable that if we're going to do online learning, let's create study groups, hey? Let's create WhatsApp groups that help us share information. When I'm in class and I don't understand, I can quickly ask, what page is the lecturer on, you know?
That's a good tip.
And that helps. Sharing question papers from different sources. So as much as we do online, we also encourage those study groups online as well, those WhatsApp groups, those Telegram groups. They help in making online studying easy, you know, and doable.
Actually, that's a great tip because I actually didn't think about that because I'm thinking if I'm just getting an online class, I don't have anybody who is attending with me. I don't know them. I've not seen them. I've never met them. But you are actually sharing a brilliant idea that let's create WhatsApp groups so that we are able to, while the lecture is going on and I'm now lost, I can simply just on the group say, guys, are we on 38 or have we passed? What is happening? Or while the lecturer is going on, I can say, guys, can we organize an extra study on this one? Because it seems difficult for me. So I think that one works perfectly. Thank you so much, man. I think those who are, you know, learning online can actually glean on that, actually use it. I think it's actually proving effective. But I suppose, though, that it may work more with a matured group, don't you think?
Yes, Yes, definitely. It works with those maybe starting at UNISA,
Yes.
like I said, doing their honors, someone who has went through life, and has acquired all the discipline needed as much as possible for you to do online studying.
Yeah, because I'm suspecting with the first year students, once they have a group, then they will start chatting about the weekend and all of that. And the lecture is going on, and the whole lecture is gone. Now, with online, would you think that the what do you call it, testing of information, you know, because you want to just check if what I am saying as I'm teaching these guys, they are understanding. You almost can see when a person is lost in the face. I mean, from their facial expressions, and you don't have to even guess up. You can see that, ish, no, these guys are not understanding me. Let me just actually use another example. Then you pick another example because you can see that I think they've lost me. They're not getting me. But with online, it may not be that easy. How do then those who are making that offering, those who are teaching, those who are lecturing, determine that what I'm actually saying it is grasped by the other side?
So with what most what I've seen mostly with that on that aspect, if I may put it that way, is that quizzes, what we call surveys, eh?
Service.
After class or in the middle of the class, can you just fill in the form to see rate your understanding? But those things as well, as much as they help, hey, they don't fully answer the or they don't fully give solution to what we are speaking about. To say yes, as much as we are doing online, there are still those disadvantages, like the lecturer can go through the whole topic or the whole session of the lesson and not even fully recognize that you're not understanding, or they just move past whatever you're not understanding because they want to finish and move on with the syllabus. Because remember, this whole thing is timed, it's programmed, it's we work with time. So hence we're saying yes, online is still a good way of learning, but it still has those disadvantages as much as we try to eradicate them, but they are still there, really. So hence we're saying self-motivation, self-discipline is the master to making online an effective way of learning.
You know what I always say is that there's always room for human touch. There's always room, you know. I'm going to make an example with banking. You know, with banking, lots of things can be done online. You can actually finish a couple of months without even going to a branch. But I also do believe that, in as far as you know, certain aspects are concerned of banking, you just need to speak to someone, man, not this machine thing.
Yes, that's true.
Now, do you think that learning going into the future can actually and completely successfully be done online, and then we can do away with the in-person thing, say in the next 5 to 10 years?
No. As much as online learning is here to stay, we will never eradicate in-person learning. It will grow, yes, at a certain rate, but it will never be as effective, from my understanding,
I agree with
or
you there.
as most needed as in-person learning.
Beautiful, beautiful, Janet.
Unless if maybe the pandemic will come again,
Oh yeah.
maybe, then we are forced to adapt to a new way of learning, which is not fully effective
True.
from my judgment or my perspective.
Beautiful one. Well, Janet, I must thank you so much for your time, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you here on Maratha Drive. Blessings to you till we speak in the future again.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.